This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public forum, April 23rd in Albuquerque, about the DOE proposal to dispose of high-level waste at WIPP. Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, CARD, will hold a dinner and public forum on Tuesday, April 23rd, about the DOE proposal to ship high-level radioactive waste from some tanks at the Hanford, Washington site for disposal at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP. Tom Carpenter, executive director of Hanford Challenge, will speak about the costly, unwise, and illegal proposal and say why it does not address the serious contamination problems at Hanford. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center, SRIC, will provide information about what people can do. The meeting will take place at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center located at 202 Harvard Southeast from 6 to 8 p.m. It will also be live streamed at www.ustream.tv/channel/no2WIPP. In response to findings of some tanks leaking into the soil and groundwater at the Hanford site, DOE announced in early March that it was changing its preferred alternative for up to 20 tanks so that high-level waste could be disposed at WIPP. On March 26th, Hanford Challenge, SRIC, and the Natural Resources Defense Council wrote to DOE Secretary Stephen Chu about their concerns. The non-governmental organizations supported the DOE's efforts to address the potential threats of high-level waste moving through underground pathways to the Columbia River, the lifeblood of the Pacific Northwest. They encouraged DOE to, quote, move as quickly as practical to build new tanks to empty the actively leaking high-level radioactive waste tanks, end quote. They argued that DOE's preferred alternative to dispose of waste at WIPP is unlawful and, quote, fraught with several technical problems that make it evident any such plan does not meaningfully solve the urgent situation in Washington, end quote. The authors cite comments made by the State of Washington Department of Ecology to DOE that the high-level liquid waste not be considered for WIPP. The Ecology Department listed the regulatory hurdles that must be addressed before any such proposal could be implemented. For example, the hazardous waste permits in both New Mexico and Washington would need to be modified, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency would have to approve the proposal. DOE has already submitted a permit modification request to the New Mexico Environment Department to allow high-level waste to come to WIPP without a public hearing. Written comments on the request are due by June 10th. In order to learn about the proposal and what you can do, please make plans to attend CARD's public forum on April 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center. For more information, please visit the new website at no2wip.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To sign up to receive the weekly CCNS News Update, please visit nuclearactive.org.